Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Eric G. Happy midweek special. This is that show we talk about the stuff that didn't make it into last weekend show, of course, that didn't make it into next weekend show. And if you want to find out more about us, head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and make sure that you are subscribed to our two YouTube channels that we've got. Just go to YouTube and search at Around the House Eric G. And then, of course, our different content where we're going to have more tips, more tricks, and maybe some of our super high-profile interviews over there. That'll be Around the House HQ. Well, today I wanted to talk about something that's really changing out there. And it's changing for homeowners, it's changing for contractors, and we have got something that's been going on for a number of years, very quietly in the background. We are seeing private equity groups, those PE firms, going after the trades. What do I mean by that? They have been aggressively acquiring and consolidating HVAC, plumbing, and electrical into a home services category, and I'm using air quotes there, for a number of years now. And so this is a classic roll-up strategy, and when it comes to business, it's a very fragmented industry, which is primarily run by small family-owned companies. So what's going on now is these private equity firms, big companies, they'll add numerous smaller kind of bolt-on acquisitions to build regional or national networks. That way they can get that economy of scale. And so what happens is, let's say if you're putting in a new HVAC system, sometimes you need a plumber, sometimes you need an electrician. They're buying all three of those so they can be in the home services category. And what does that do? That keeps the cost down. And then while they're out there, oh, you want that new light put up? Let's do that. Or, oh, we can do more. Since 2022, 800 HVAC, plumbing, and electrical companies have been purchased by private equity investors. And that covers the larger ones. Most of the small ones go unreported. And so we're really seeing HVAC-focused stuff really going on right now. And so there's a lot of stuff like First Call Mechanical, 15-plus buys under Sky Knight Private Equity. Sealy Heating and Air Conditioning, dozens of acquisitions. Later, a majority stake by Goldman Sachs Alternatives. And then other companies like Redwood Services, 35 plus acquisitions, the Sear Group, Apex Service Partners, Service Champions, and more. So we're seeing these big companies like Morgan Stanley Capital Partners, Blackstone, Champions Group Deal, Leonard Green & Partner, and other multi-trade platforms. So there's a lot of different people jumping in right now. And so it's interesting because on the dollar side of things, it's recession resistant. People always need their HVAC fixed, and they get reoccurring revenue from maintenance. Now, here is the interesting part of this. We're starting to see, now that they're buying these up, these guys are all about the profits, right? They are trying to make these things as profitable as possible. So what are we seeing? We're seeing those people in the field that are working for these now larger companies where a year or two ago, they were probably working for a small company. They now have aggressive revenue growth that they're trying to achieve. What's that mean? Well, when your HVAC person or your plumber or your electrician comes out, they're in the upsell mood because they're told they have sales goals now to hit. Where before, they were just out there fixing what was needed. Now, that shift is going, you got to hit the numbers. And you've got performance scorecards, targets, incentives, things like that. So you're seeing much more on the commission-driven models, which means the more markup you get, the more money they make. So you're getting a higher turnover due to aggressive schedules, sales quotas, reduced autonomy. So you're seeing this kind of stuff. The problem is, as the consumer, you're going to see this stuff turn out where you get higher pressure sales. You're going to see that stuff getting pushed. And so that's not good for the consumer. I like it when the plumber comes out and goes, here's what you really need to do. Here is the place to be. So I have a problem with that. And so be very careful. Now, some of these private equity groups do professionalize operations. They will raise technician pay initially, improve efficiency, and expand services. However, though, you are going to see much more pressure from these companies pushing on they got to hit the sales. So when they come out there and they're out there to fix something, they could be selling you on the most expensive way to fix it. They could be selling you on added services as well. So be really careful out there. Understand who you're working with. Understand what their goals are. And if they're trying to push you up, that could be what's part of their new job description. So be really careful out there, guys. These three trades, which are high value trades, and there's a ton of great companies out there, but you got to be a little careful with who you're dealing with now, because some of these new private equity firms are pushing them to sell, and that's coming out of your wallet. Now, in the recalls business here, looking around, we've got Thermos recalling 8.2 million stainless King food jars and bottles due to serious impact, injury, or laceration hazards and or. So if perishable food or beverages are stored in the container for an extended period of time, that stopper can forcefully eject, aka launch, when opened, which can result in a serious impact injury and or laceration hazards to the consumer. About 5.8 million of these and 2.3 million sportsman food and beverage bottles. So be careful there. That's a big one. The rest of the stuff here is all stuff we've talked about recently. Lots of different pressure washers, lots of different things out there. Those are the big ones. So be careful with those right there. Want to make sure that be careful that you're using those things and make sure that you're played safe with those thermos bottles. That's a big one. And I don't want to see people getting hurt out of the thermos. You're just trying to get something to drink and that thing launches. It's never good. It is never good. For the recalls, for the 3,030 food jars, consumers will be asked to throw away the stopper and send a photo of the disposed stopper to thermos. They'll send you a new one. And for the recalled 3010 bottles, consumers will be asked to return the recalled bottle to thermos using a prepaid shipping label. So anytime that you're wanting these kind of things, take a look, more information, go over to cpsc.gov and you can find all the data right there. This is interesting stuff, guys, so be careful out there. Anyway, today we got a great show coming up this weekend. We'll talk a little bit more about it later. I got to get back to my projects. I got a bunch of stuff going on right now, which I'm excited for. And we got some great stuff coming up here in the future. Some good interviews, videos, a lot of videos getting ready to pop out. And thanks for everybody that's been watching the Blacktail Studio build over there, or Blacktail Ranch, actually, through Cam Anderson and his channel. We've been having fun over there. And boy, that thing's been taking off. And that's been a lot of fun. All right, everybody, I'll let you get back to it. I got to get back to work. I need another cup of coffee as well. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks for tuning in to the Around the House show. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite way to catch podcasts. Also, be sure to subscribe to our new YouTube channel, and you can find it at Around the House HQ, and ring that bell for updates. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.